are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
It's behind it. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
Well, we've got a little spring break baseball kicking off Thursday night. Starting from the top, the Arkansas Razorbacks. But before we get into it, what's up, boys? Glad to have the whole trio back. Smitty, welcome to the intro.
Yes, nice. Yeah, sorry I couldn't be here. Just too many
official
things. Yeah, officially, it's official. I like it. That's nice. Good to be back, though.
Well, Q is going to have to skip out on tomorrow's show, so it'll be me and Smitty. But we can start with these three. There's actually one that didn't make the lineup card in Wake Forest and Louisville that will break out. But let's dive right into it. We have these three top 25 matchups starting tomorrow. The number one, Arkansas Razorbacks, they travel to the plains of Auburn to take on the Tigers, who disappointed last week. I know a couple of us were on Auburn to at least win one of those games versus Vanderbilt, but they did not. Looking at the numbers, Arkansas, you'll hear me say this a lot throughout the season, hopefully Arkansas has the pitching advantage, but the Auburn Tigers have the hitting advantage, and it's worrying me a little bit as a Razorback fan. So Q, I'll let you take it away as an unbiased fan of college baseball in and of itself, but what do you lean in this one? Arkansas's win probability 72%, so it's actually undervalued for what the money line is in this one.
Personally, I think Arkansas has no reason not to sweep this. I mean, yeah, you've got your red and your green, but when you're comparing the three Arkansas red to the three Auburn green, I mean, they're pretty similar, you know, maybe with the exception of home runs. 12 home runs gap is quite a bit, but for the rest, very similar in my opinion. I thought Auburn's had some up games and some down games. This will be obviously the best pitching staff they've faced all year. Hagen Smith is just doing absurd things. His K rate, what he's been able to do, is just kind of unheard of, almost probably better than Paul Skeens last year to date. I mean, it could just get even better, and that's crazy. I just got to see, and I've spoke on it each week, like I want to see progression in the Arkansas offense, and this would be a good series to get it done. So it'll be interesting. But I think Auburn has Arkansas at minimum 2-1 win the series, possibly a 3-0 sweep.
Smitty.
Yeah, you know, I was on Vandy for sweep last week against Auburn, and I'm looking at the same thing. I agree with Q. I think Arkansas is going to take three here. You know, Arkansas is coming in 13-game winning streak. Really did a great job last week against Missouri, outscored them 23-1. You know, let's go to Auburn. They went in, lost three in a row to Vandy. They really got outscored in that series. I think it was 33-12. And if you look at that team ERA, it's just high. The pitching's not there. Some of their top guys not pitching very well. I think this is the weekend Arkansas's bats will get right. I think it's a 3-0 sweep also.
Yeah, I feel like Arkansas drops one. I don't know which one. Maybe Brady Tigert's start. He's been good, but not great. But Carson Myers, I mean, you look at his stats too. It's not really comparable. I don't know. Maybe I'm sleeping on the Hogs. They did turn on some of the offense, I feel like, against Missouri. But the pitching just continues to dominate. So I feel like we're always going to be in a game. Hagen Smith day, though, give me minus 180. For Arkansas, I feel like that's going to end up being a two-unit play. I feel like that price is short. It's only going to get north of 200, I feel like. So I would lock that one in early. Okay, another one that I was really shocked by with the projections, and then the more I really looked at it, not really. Louisville's strength of schedule is 235. That's concerning to me. But also getting plus 165 with Sebastian Gongora on the mound, 258 Sierra looks good on paper. I don't know off top of my head who Louisville has beaten, but I mean, this has got to be a get right spot for Wake, right, Q?
Yeah, I actually have already played a minus 215. I usually don't like to play that number unless maybe a Hagen Smith or a Paul Skeens is pitching, but Hartle's kind of got roughed up his last two starts. I think this is kind of a get-right spot, like you just mentioned. Louisville really hasn't played anybody of quality, I guess would be the best way to put it. They struggled really early on. I think they started like 0-7. Wake Forest, first two ACC series, lost both of them. You get to come back home. I think they get it done here in a 2-1. I think Hartle gets right. Obviously, Burns continues his domination. And, you know, honestly, I wouldn't even be surprised if it's a sweep. I could see there's some pressure. There's some will to win here for the Wake Forest Demon Deeks, and I think they get it done.
JP, thanks for tuning in. Louisville has no business being down yeah. in Hoop baseball. I can't read.
Athletics are struggling in there.
Dude, we may be sleeping on Louisville, though. Hang on. Smitty, you break this one down. I'm gonna let you know who Louisville has played.
Yeah, they can't even get – everyone's turning down that basketball job, too, right now. So, I don't know. So, you know, Hartle, I mean, that's two straight games in a row that he's been really touched up. So, yeah, this is a spot that, you know, I want to really see if he can come back and bounce back. You know, like Q said, Burns is – you know what he's going to do. He's going to dominate in the second game. So King starting, I think he's over 300 now hitting. That he was down, he was below that. So he's hitting the ball right now a little bit. It's a big spot because, yeah, I off the top of my head, I've eyeballed the Cardinals a little bit this year, and every time it seems like I eyeball them, they're losing. So I'm not really sure how many big wins they have, but this is a spot that Wake Forest really has to jump on this team. But you know, game two, I'd feel very confident with Burns, but this game one, where we got to see what the ace is going to do. You know, well, no, I can't even call him the ace. Burns is the ace. Hartle, what's he going to do?
Does it worry you that Wake has, they were supposed to do it last week, a big bounce back, didn't do it? I mean, they didn't look great.
Yeah, but UVA is a tough team. I mean, you can't really, in my opinion, compare Louisville to UVA. You know, to have to – you lost a tough series to Duke at home, and then you had to travel to Charlottesville where baseball is predominantly good every single year. Great manager on the other side of the bench. A solid team that, again, and I've preached this the last couple weeks, this Virginia offense is better than the team that made Omaha last year. Now, obviously, pitching is a little suspect, but I wouldn't say there was a huge drop-off, especially offensively in Duke and UVA. So back-to-back extremely tough series. Somebody's got to lose. Unfortunately, it was Wake on both ends. But, again, Louisville has no business being in the same conversation as Duke and Virginia.
Bullpen needs to step up, too. Bullpen just hasn't been good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So I just noticed I threw this graphic in last second. Fashion 0-3 conference record Wake, that's incorrect. They're 2-4. Not sure why I skipped over that one, but is this a case where if Wake somehow loses tomorrow, you double up and back Chase Burns? I mean, even in both of their series losses, their one win has been that Saturday with Burns going.
Yes, undoubtedly, yes.
All right, there you go. From the unit leader himself, Q Millie. All right. Last but not least, for the Thursday starts, we've got number 21 ranked Mississippi State. Welcome to the top 25, which really is unfortunate that they lost Nate Dom. I don't know what ended up being his final say of what he hurt. I'm assuming it's UCL, Tommy Johns. He's out.
They've kind of kept it tight-lipped. Yeah.
Well, they take on the Texas A&M Aggies coming off a series loss to Florida Gators. They had to regress. I thought they were going to lose this midweek game tonight. It looks like they came back and won. But 74% win probability for the Aggies. Does Mississippi State have a letdown spot here after getting a big series win over LSU? Or do you think Texas A&M just – or do you think Mississippi State rolls that momentum over and beats Texas A&M, whose stats really haven't came back down to earth to what they were with their 119th strength schedule?
Go Aggies. They handle business, obviously, last weekend. Listen, I know Florida sucks on the midweeks, but it's like they're two different teams. There's a weekend team, and I think they're throwing out the club team Tuesday and Wednesday. So like, don't discredit last weekend just because Florida lost to Jacksonville. Florida played A&M really tough, and I spoke on it on the Monday show. I didn't think A&M played bad by any means. I think Florida just played better. Mississippi State, emotional win last weekend. I think they're obviously better than what they were last year, but to then have to travel to College Station where, you know, it's opening weekend series for A&M there in terms of the SEC. The crowd's going to be in it. The guys are going to be amped. And, hey, Montgomery through tonight, maybe we see him kind of in the bullpen at some point, kind of bolster that bullpen up. But I think the Aggies will be just fine. They're going to get two here.
All right. Since you won't be with us tomorrow, let's go ahead and do the SEC pick'em. Recap, because Smitty wasn't here. I've got 7 points with series wins over Missouri and Florida predicted correctly. And then Vandy, you had Vandy and Arkansas, and then Q got 4. I can't even remember what that was. Just going off memory here. But start at the top. Wait a second. That's last week's. What am I doing? Can I fire myself?
It's late. It's a late. That's
not last week's. That's this week.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
I don't know what you're looking at.
You're good.
Dude, okay. Well, so what threw me off was I was thinking Arkansas should be at the top because they're the first ones to play, then Mississippi State. Blue Belt Magic, Aggie sweep. Ooh.
I wouldn't be surprised.
All right. Q, Alabama, Georgia. Do you dare back the Bulldogs again?
Alabama 2-1.
Smitty.
I'm going to go Georgia 2-1.
I'm going Bama 2-1. All right, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Smitty.
Oh, man. Let's go. I like this Tennessee team. Let's get a sweeper. Let's go 3-0.
Man, I want to do that too bad, too. There's no reason they don't sweep, but, man, I thought they were going to handle business last week. Tennessee. I'll go Tennessee sweep. I think they can get it done at home.
That was the thing last year. They had trouble on the road at home. They played very well. Ole Miss, I mean, yeah.
I'm not sold on Ole Miss yet.
They looked good against Iowa. That was really the first time I laid eyes on them. And then this past weekend, I mean.
They didn't blow South Carolina out.
Yeah, and they lost the last game.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's more of South Carolina played so poorly versus Ole Miss played really well. I don't think they're going to have the horses. I'm going to take Tennessee 3-0 also.
Whoa.
Sorry, that's
sweeperoo.
Jordan Grissom hammered. Actually, I've not drank any alcohol, but my wife has been gone for 48 hours straight. And I've got a house full of boys right now that I have bribed to go hang out in the shop and be quiet. So I'm freaking exhausted.
That's kind of like being hammered right there.
Yeah. My nephew and niece live right next door to me. My 11-year-old has a friend over. So my 5-year-old and my 5-year-old nephew, 3-year-old niece have all been playing. We've been playing dodgeball, just absolutely wearing them out as much as I can. But I wish I was hammered. Mississippi State, Texas A&M. Q.
A&M 2-1.
Smitty?
Yeah, I'm going to agree because, you know, Mississippi State, I think they're 8-2 in their last 10. I think they get 1-2. I'll go I think Texas A&M 2-1.
I could see A&M getting a first two, letting off the gas and however, Durangelo. Yeah, I could see him sneaking a third one.
I hate to be in complete unison here, but I'm going to go A&M 2-1-2. Kentucky, Missouri. Kentucky coming off a big series win against Georgia.
Man, Missouri's bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, Missouri's not a good team, I don't think.
But I'll tell you what, I don't know if it's a sweep. Kentucky's hit or miss, man. Kentucky sweep, but it's dicey. I mean, I just don't trust, like, I think Missouri can get one. I just don't trust them.
Smitty?
I'm going to go, man, I don't like that Missouri team at all, but I don't know about a sweep because I think Kentucky is up and down a little bit too. I'll go 2-1 Kentucky.
I'm not buying this Kentucky team. I'm going 2-1 Mizzou. I think they can get right. Their pitcher that pitched Friday night against
Arkansas, Logan Lunsford,
he pitched really well. No, not him. That's not who I'm thinking of then. I don't know. I think Mizzou may have enough. Arkansas, Auburn.
I'll go 3-0 Arkansas.
Yeah, I'll go with that. 3-0 Arkansas.
Damn y'all.
I think Auburn's falling back down to what they should be. I think they started hot and they're coming back down. Also,
you know, decent. How pissed I'm going to be if y'all get this one right, because I'm going to say Arkansas 2-1.
I'll be pissed if you're right.
Vandy, South Carolina. I'm going to go first, okay? Just so y'all don't copy me. South Carolina 2-1.
Damn it. That's what I was going with. I think they get right. Get to come back home. They've kind of had a rough little stretch where they've struggled in games. I think they get 2-1 here. I think Vandy slips. They've been too good. It's time for them to lose a game or two.
I love this Vandy team. Very good defensive team. Pitching's been good. The bats, they've been scoring runs. I really deep, you know, overall, just a good, solid team. I'll take Vandy 2-1.
All right, last but not least, Florida LSU. I'm going to take it first. I did reverse there.
I was getting ready to call you out on it.
Thanks. It's at the box.
Chris.
Luke Holman is going to win Friday night. No word on Liam Peterson. Is he going to start Saturday?
I don't know. He got kind of roughed up. I'm not confident. I could see something change there.
Here's the thing. I really like the way Gage Jump has been pitching. I just think LSU has so much hatred after losing last weekend that I almost feel sorry for whoever has to play them, and unfortunately it's Florida. I'm going to LSU 2-1. I think they'll win with Cags Sunday.
I agree. That's where I think they're going to bounce back. You know, what is it? Fisher, the starter, too, just hasn't pitched very well. Here and there a little bit. I just think LSU, it's a tough place to play. I think they'll get at least two. Again, I agree with you on Sunday. I think Cags gets the win. So I'll go 2-1 LSU also.
Do it. Do it, Q Millie.
2-1 Gators. 2-1 Gators. I was texting with Matt, Smitty. If you watch the Florida game, after the second inning, Cade Fisher gave that bomb. From the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, he was a completely different guy. He started strutting on the mound, and you could tell it was almost like when Sully didn't pull him in the third inning when he gave up that home run, after the second, it clicked like, okay, he trusts me. I'm the guy. This is it. And then he started mowing dudes down. I think both him and Luke Holman have a really good start. I think it goes to the bullpen, and I think the College World Series, there's two guys that are going to pitch so well, and I think it's going to be Slater and Neely, and they're going to get revenge for what happened last year. I think it's 2-1.
So that might be a fun game to text. If he gets roughed up, I'll say, is he strutting around now?
Yeah, strutting back to the dugout.
We will see. This is a fun slate. I feel like there's a lot that we're going to get into tomorrow that – I may be pulling some upsets, but thank you guys for tuning in. Wish the chat was a little more lively, but I get it. I think there's basketball going on. March Madness starts tomorrow. Fill out your brackets. I have not paid any attention to basketball whatsoever because Arkansas is not in it, so it makes it difficult. Smitty, you got any basketball plays for tomorrow for the people?
Man, I've been cold. I had Montana State tonight. They had two times. They had 9-point lead and blew it and lost in OT. So, no, I've been a little cold. I played one Sunday night, and I know a lot of people like Mississippi State, and a lot of people did not like Michigan State getting in, but I think Izzo gets the win. I think I took Michigan State. I think it was money line. I forget off the top of my head, but I did go on them. That's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to start working on some, but I got to heat up. I was doing really well and been a little cold the last couple of days, so we'll see what happens. But I'm excited. I'll be working. Be working, but when I get home, it will be basketball time.
I feel like everybody is on New Mexico over Clemson. Do you like that? And then McNeese over Gonzaga.
In my bracket, I have New Mexico beating Clemson. And no, I have the Zags winning tomorrow. I'm not, you know, again, I'm just saying to win. I'm not saying spread, but I also have them winning the next game too.
I've heard that. I heard the Zag. They started figuring it out late, and now they're playing good basketball right now. They're kind of, what are they, seven seed?
Yeah, I think it's Duke. They'd play Duke if Duke would get a win, and I have them beating Duke.
All right. Well, slight deviation over to some basketball, but 'tis the season. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow to recap the rest of the board. Cheers.